It's been 4.5 years since Bo Bergdahl was captured near his base in southeast Afghanistan. The now 27-year-old is still believed alive, but so far there's no end in sight for his captivity. Family friend Stephanie O'Neill helped organize the campaign to send cards to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
The idea behind it was to send a message to the White House and to the Obama administration that it's time to bring Sergeant Bergdahl home. It's been 4.5 years too long, and we're hoping that that message is being sent loud and clear.
Churches, schools, and VFW posts have joined the effort. O'Neill estimates about 500,000 cards have so far been sent to the White House. In addition, O'Neill and others are sending a second card to the Red Cross. Bergdahl has managed to write home through that international organization, and O'Neill says the Red Cross may be able to deliver cards to him personally. For example, in her card to Bergdahl,
I didn't say a lot, but I did let him know that his parents were strong, because from what I understand of Bo, worrying about his family would probably be more important than worrying about himself.
Bergdahl is the only known American prisoner of war from the conflict in Afghanistan. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.